This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri, Respondent versus Todd M. Wilbert, Appellant, decided May 20th, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District, State of Missouri, Num. ED112468, Respondent, Appeal from the Circuit Court of St. Louis County versus Cause number 22SL, CR0648301, Todd M. Wilbert, Honorable Dean P. Waldemar, Appellant, filed May 20th, 2025. Introduction, Todd Wilbert, Defendant, appeals the Circuit Court's judgment after a jury found him guilty of first-degree murder, armed criminal action, and trespass. Defendant raises 2 points on appeal. In point one, defendant argues the Circuit Court plainly erred in allowing the state to comment on his potential punishments during its closing argument, because he had a right to have the jury decide his guilt based only on facts relevant to his guilt and not any punishment. In point two, defendant argues the Circuit Court abused its discretion in allowing the state to elicit evidence about Elizabeth Gill's victim's demeanor, character, and familial relationships because the evidence was not logically and legally relevant to his offenses. Because there was overwhelming evidence of defendant's guilt, he cannot prove he was prejudiced by the state's improper closing argument comments or the evidence about victim's demeanor, character, and familial two relationships to demonstrate he is entitled to relief under this court's plain error analysis. Points I and the Siawan are denied. The Circuit Court's judgment is affirmed. Factual and procedural history. Because defendant does not challenge the sufficiency of the evidence to support his convictions, the facts viewed in the light most favorable to the judgment are: defendant had a wholesale linen business for 25 years. Defendant and victim briefly dated before she began working for him to repay money he loaned her. The parties continued to work together for 10 years, but frequently argued about money or business. Defendant characterized their relationship as financially married and explained victim came in and saved his ass when she opened her own wholesale linen company while his business declined during the COVID-19 pandemic. On August 13, 2022, the day of victim's murder, defendant began blowing victim's phone up all day by sending her text messages. 1. At approximately 10 a.m., defendant texted, "Help me please, need a 100 molars. Money is tied up again." 2 hours later, defendant texted, "Please call me when you have a moment." 28 minutes later, defendant texted, "Funny, you have been making me think about the rules of in between." Defendant texted victim again at 3:19 p.m. "Where you at? Want me to stop by and talk about it?" 30 minutes later, victim responded, "Sorry, out for the day. First chance to read texts." Defendant responded at 5:08 p.m. "Okay, why? Need to do the flea market tomorrow. Need to pay for little stuff now." An hour later, defendant texted, "I want an ace. Home now, gotta pay me. You owe help me. Please now, I'm trapped." At 6:12 p.m., defendant called victim, but she did not answer. 2 minutes later, defendant texted, "This is a great way to make a man go weird. 1. The spelling, punctuation, and syntax are quoted directly from the messages. 3. At 6:44 p.m., defendant texted victim a picture of a stuffed animal belonging to her, which indicated defendant was at her home and on her back patio, but it was unclear whether that text message was delivered. Before sending this text, defendant had parked down the street from victim's house so she would not see his car when she returned. He entered her garage to get a bottle of wine and started drinking the wine on her patio. Defendant called victim again at 7:35 p.m., but she did not answer. At 8:06 p.m., defendant sent victim a picture of the stuffed animal and a bottle of wine from her patio and stated, "Time to pay me. I have no other choice." 10 minutes later, defendant texted, "What are doing? Everhing. I have is with you." Victim had been out with her daughter, Grace Gill, daughter, and other family members during the day. While she was out, she had a couple of glasses of wine. After 8:00 p.m., victim returned home. Defendant said victim asked why he was at her home. He followed victim into her house to confront her because she did not return his text messages. Victim called 911. The 911 recording captured victim and defendant arguing about her not responding to his text messages and calls. Victim told defendant, "Out, out." Victim then told the dispatcher, "He's got a fucking gun pointed at me." The 911 recording captured a gunshot, some commotion, and a second gunshot. Daughter arrived home shortly thereafter and found victim on the kitchen floor, bleeding profusely and struggling to breathe. Victim died at the scene. 3 hours later, police found defendant passed out near an air condition.